Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We are getting an update from Benchmark Metals, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol BNCH and on the OTCQX under the symbol BNCHF. Shad and I are chatting with the president and director, Jim Gregg. Now, Jim, a couple news releases that we're going to follow up on. I think the most noteworthy here being June 16th. Outlines a drill program to expand on existing resources and target new gold and silver discoveries. This is all at the company's Lawyers Gold and Silver Project, located in the Golden Horseshoe of British Columbia. Now, there is a lot of work going on in this Golden Horseshoe area, but from my understanding, this drill program that the company is planning, which will encompass at least 100,000 meters of drilling, I think that's the biggest in the area. Jim, take us through the goals behind this 100,000 meters. How is it going to be split between expanding existing resources and targeting some new discoveries?
Correct. So this drill program is indeed one of the largest drill programs in northern British Columbia. As you said, 100,000 meters will be drilled through the course of this season. 50,000 or half of the meterage we anticipate is going towards resource expansion and definition drilling. So as we announced approximately 6 weeks ago, we had a 3 million ounce gold and silver resource that spread across three large deposit areas. Those 50,000 meters will go towards expanding the resources much larger. We know the geology and the mineralized system here, and it's very open in two significant areas. So this 50,000 meters will go towards a resource update. We're confident we will get to above and over 4 million ounces with this 50,000 meters. But the other exciting point here is we're not simply working on established deposits. There's many more new discoveries to be found on this package. 50,000 meters is going towards targeting brand new discovery targets that are very close to the heart of the property. One in particular is called the Marmot Zone, which we drilled last year with five holes. That will become part of a phase one drill program. We think we can put together a new mineral resource on this brand new target with this year's drilling. So there's expansion drilling and new discovery drilling all at the same time on a fully funded drill campaign. Very exciting.
Well, Jim, just diving into those new targets a little bit more, one question that comes to my mind immediately is, if you already have three pushing 4 million ounces of gold, what more do you hope to find and how big could this get? So I was looking on the news release and it wasn't just Marmot, but Marmot East, Lala, Silver Pond, Gulford's Edge. There's a lot of new targets. Just how big of a district are you looking at here?
Well, the entire property package we have is 145 square kilometers. So if you were go to corner, it's a 20-kilometer long trend. Those targets you just named, there's six that are drill ready. We're aiming to drill all six of those. But in addition to that, we've got another more than dozen other targets that we're elevating to the drill ready stage. So these lower level targets need more geophysics, more ground sampling, geochem work. But there's really an inexhaustive amount of new targets to be found. But the key targets that we'll drill this season in July, they all exhibit the same type of geology and the same anomalous features as the center of the property. So the Marmot Zone, by example, actually has a larger surface expression than our Cliff Creek Zone. And the Cliff Creek Zone reported over 2 million ounces. So we think Marmot could be as good or a bigger new discovery than our largest area. And, you know, neighboring to Marmot are several other targets that have potential to provide more gold and silver. So this is where this property starts looking like a world-class asset. If we hit and prove new ounces on these outlying targets, we will get up over 5 million ounces.
Wow. Okay. So some nice growth potential there. What's the strategy going to be to attack some of these new targets? Are you planning on drilling fences? Is it poking shallow holes? Do you need to drill deep? Take us through a little bit of that strategy, please.
So the key target at this moment is called the Marmot Zone. And as I said, it actually has a surface expression that's quite long. It's a structure that runs almost 2 kilometers long. All of the mineralization begins at surface. And so we have collected high-grade gold and silver rock grabs from exposure at surface. And the drilling along this long structure last year, there were 5 drill holes placed into it. The best hole returned approximately just over 100 meters of 0.82 grams gold equivalent. That's gold and silver. But within that long intersection, there was actually over 20 meters of 2.1 grams. So mineralization begins at surface. With more drilling, we think this will start to look like an open pittable type resource. And it'll be fences of drilling from north to south to step out the strike length and ultimately test some of the depths. But it's all shallow drilling on this phase one program.
Okay, let's also talk about that whole resource expansion and further definition. You already have reminded everybody of the current resources there, but what's possible in terms of that near-term potential around current resources?
So there's 3 deposit areas where the resource is published, called Cliff Creek, Duke's Ridge, and the AGB zone. The most ounces, we believe, will come from Cliff Creek South. It's a southern end that we've extended. Mineralization continues to extend to the south, but also to depth across the entire deposit. And the second area of opportunity is in the AGB zone. The AGB zone, most definitely, our geological model is showing that it extends well below to depth, but also to the south. So both areas are trending to the south, and they remain wide open. And it's a matter of these fences that we're stepping out at anywhere from 25 to 50 meter increments and fences running east to west. And we think this is the opportunity to add significant more ounces on top of that 3 million that we have already.
Okay, so a lot of drilling coming. Are you guys worried at all about delays at the assay labs? I know everyone knows last year how long it took to get back these results. From my understanding, the assay labs are better staffed right now, but there is still also a lot of drilling going on in this Golden Horseshoe area, in the Golden Triangle. Are you guys concerned about the turnaround time at all?
Yeah, we've done our best to coordinate with the lab to expedite samples. And so early season samples, we expect to get back quicker. We actually have drills turning as we speak. Ultimately, we'll soon be announcing 4 drill rigs turning at our project. But because we're one of the larger companies that is sending labs, we've been given a priority. So we anticipate turnaround times initially to be just over 4 weeks. But as the season progresses and gets into the fall, I'm sure it's going to stretch to about a 2-month turnaround. But given the drills are already turning, we'll be drilling into November and December this year. There'll be news flow starting early August, and we'll run into the new year with drill results.
Okay, perfect. So a lot of drilling coming out of the company and a 50-50 balance between expansion and definition of the resources and new regional discoveries and targets. Let's also talk about the June 23rd news release. The company was granted a new work permit to advance this project. The permit is good for 5 years. What does this permit allow the company to move through here?
So this permit's really essential for us to aggressively advance this project to a feasibility study in 2022. The permit allows us to, one, complete all of the necessary drilling to advance the project to a feasibility. So that includes condemnation drilling, more definition drilling to get to the measured and indicated category. There'll be packer test pumping, drilling, and that goes towards the engineering to understand hydrology. So there's a lot of advanced, very detailed work that is permitted within this new notice of work. In addition to that, we anticipate about 2 years of heavy work here. So although it is a five-year work permit, I'm giving notice here that we anticipate completing all of the necessary work within 2 years. So there's a good chance that in 2 years' time, we'll be announcing another new work permit simply because we've exhausted the parameters of this new one. So it's a good problem to have when you've got a Treasury helping to spend and aggressively move towards a mining decision.
Absolutely. So the company is moving quickly through and forward here. What's the time frame then on an updated resource or some more economics around the project? Is that playing into the company's strategy for next year?
Yeah, actually 2021 and 2022 will have some rather big milestones forthcoming. So this 100,000 meters of drilling goes towards an updated resource in early 2022, but also a feasibility study in late 2022. But we also need to note that there's a brand new preliminary economic assessment, and that is scheduled for late August, early September timeframe, so really only months away. The work is in progress already with our engineering firms, and we're currently going through trade-off studies, but we anticipate a very robust PEA near the end of August this year.
Okay. Wow, a lot of news going to be coming out of the company. We're going to keep on following along. Final comment, you've already alluded to it here, Jim, but cash in the bank to move this project forward. You said you guys have a treasury that can satisfy it. Where does the treasury stand?
We're sitting at about $32 million Canadian at the moment. And with this work we have planned, we will burn through this very quickly. But, you know, spending the money should bring great value to shareholders as we hit these milestones. We also have a large amount of warrants that are in the money, and we anticipate those warrants to trickle in over the coming days as we put out news. And that will also add to the treasury, of course.
Okay. Well, Jim, I appreciate the update. It's fun following along with this story, and it's going to be very entertaining seeing just what all this drilling yields, both the resource expansion and the regional targets, as well as the economics that are coming, everything really coming out of this company. It's going to be a busy tail end of the year and busy into next year. So if anybody has any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. or shad@kereport.com. We will get Jim to answer those in future interviews, and we will follow up as more news hits the market. Jim, thanks again for your time. Have a great rest of your week.
Very good. Thanks, Corey and Shad. Thanks for the update.